barn, and they'd go to the back lot to get out the gate. All I had to do is go there and open the gate.
Oh.
In the morning, we generally had to drive them, it was in the summertime. And they'd come in, when they come in the lot, they'd go right to their stalls in the barn.
Like your dad and his oxen.
they know which stall was theirs.
You know, it must be a pleasure to have animals that'll do that.
Well, if he got in the wrong stall and they'd have it of it, I got a line and got a hold of him one time or two, and I wrecked him a few times, and he learned to get that stall to stay there.
A little effort paid off.
You have to do that once in a while. Sometimes you get one that wants to get the other one's trust.
You know, I found that with students, too.
I expect you're right on that. Well, you got to have a little discipline and everything, I think.
Yeah, if you don't, there's not much reason for it.
That's right.
Did you have any special calls for your pigs at feeding time?
Well, I just hollered, like piggy, you know, you can call them anything, just whatever you want to call them. Uh-huh. If you feed them when you call them that, why, you can just call them anything.
Just do it all the time.
Yeah.
One thing.
Just have one certain call, and if you feed them, well, they'll come with that.
One fellow said, now, I don't call them, I'll tell you the best way to call pigs. You go out there and you feed them, and you bang them in the bottom of a bucket.
That's right. Just whatever you do. To get the hogs there, why, you can do that thing. You can whistle, you can honk a horn, you can do anything. Uh-huh. They get used to a certain sound, and they'll come for that sound.
As long as you feed them.
Yes, sir.
How about sheep? Any special call for them?
Well, I've seen my son-in-law down there. He just holler, hey, just right loud.
That'd do it.
And they'd raise their heads up, and they'd holler, hey, again. Here they'd come. As hard as they could run, they're out. It's the easiest way, you know.
Uh-huh. How about chickens?
Well, we just in a holler, chick, chick.
Uh-huh. And to change it a little bit now, what do you call it when you put all the gear on a horse?
Harness him up.
Uh-huh. And for driving, you have the...
lines.
Mm-hmm. And if you're riding a saddle, you put your feet in the...
stirrup.
And you mentioned the band underneath that holds...
That's a girt.
Is a cinch the same
thing? Cinch the same, the girt is the same thing. Cinch is what really the right name for it, I guess.
If you took a team into town and tied them up, we're going to be there a while. Well, you mentioned having a paddock and things like that in the wagon. How did you feed the horses?
And we didn't hardly ever feed them, but it went down.
Do you have anything special that's put on their face?
I have seen it done. Yeah, they had a feed bag that they put their feet in and put it up over their heads. I've seen fellows do that, but I never did. Generally, if I drove a team to town, we used to all go in a wagon. I'd just go to a liver stable where they had stalls there, and I'd go there and put the team in there and water them and feed them, mm-hmm. and drive them back and eat them.
It was a little easier on the horses.
A whole lot easier on the horses, and they get to rest and cool off.
Uh-huh. Now, what did you call the gear on the horse's head?
Well, you call it, one is a halter and one is a bridle.
Is there any difference?
Yes, a halter is a thing that you put a rope in to tie him up. Uh-huh. And it don't nothing, it just goes around his nose. When you put a bridle on him, you got a bit in his mouth, you know, and it's and you got blinds on the side where he can't see what you're going to do. You don't never know whether you're going to hit him or not. When you holler at him, while he goes, you don't know what he's going to get uh-huh. the rest of it. So that's the reason you got that on him.
What did you call a horse on the left?
I like calling an off horse lots of times. Lead horse, the gin of the left one, and the off one's the right one.
Uh-huh. If something is only a short distance away, and someone says, is it far? You say, no, it's not far, it's just...
short distance.
Would you ever say a little way, a little ways?
Just a little ways. Just a little ways away.
And if it's a great distance, you say, no, it's not a little
it's
way.
Quite a distance.
If something is pretty plentiful, you say, you don't have to look, you just find it around here most?
Most anywhere.
Let's see, this is the point that I